Connecting the Pieces.
My name is Jay Johnson. The girl who had just moved to the area began her first day at the new school. Because she didn't know anyone, she wandered around with a confused look on her face until someone showed interest in her and began to introduce her to new people. Slowly but surely, she began to feel more confident and began to assimilate herself to the crowd. And then, one day, she found herself in front of a new group of girls. These girls were at the top of the food chain, the so-called movers and shakers, the ones that everyone wanted to be and everyone wanted to be with. Of course, they were also mean and nasty and not very good people. And that is where it all begins. In the movie The Mean Girls, the heroine of the story begins her journey as a nice, kind individual who eventually conforms to the expectations of high school life. And in her desire to be liked and accepted, she attempts to join a group of girls known as the Plastics. In the movie, she not only takes on the system, but this small clique, and in the end, wins. And just like in the movie, Washington, D.C. has its own cliques, and its own group of real-life Plastics. Nancy Pelosi comes to mind, but we're getting ahead of ourselves, so let's get it started. The story this week kicks off once again with Trump and his adventures in politicking, although to be fair, this time the story is less about Trump than it is with those in his political orbit. On Tuesday, he gave what some have called his greatest speech ever to the U.S. Congress. In fact, apparently it was so moving that some even said that it wasn't all that bad. So, what did the Europeans think of it? Well, MSNBC reported that the British broadsheet The Telegraph commented that Trump was unusually measured and embraced the pomp and tradition of a presidential address to Congress, while the Times of London went further to call the address a measured, wide-ranging speech, which looked to reset his presidency after a fitful start. The article continued, the Financial Times similarly noted that Trump struck an uncharacteristically measured tone, before adding that the qualification that this was, however, a speech that left markets disappointed by the lack of detail on tax cuts and other policy plans. I guess we can't win them all, right? So, what do pundits in America have to say about it? Well, an article on CNN noted that shortly after presidential Donald Trump addressed a joint session of Congress for the first time since taking the oath of office, CNN's Van Jones called one particularly moving moment from the speech the real estate mogul's most presidential to date. Less than an hour after Trump honored the widow of a slain Navy SEAL, the Democratic commentator suggested that the commander-in-chief had officially begun to look the part. Referring to this moment, he was quoted as saying, "He became president of the United States in that moment, period." He continued by noting, "That was one of the most extraordinary moments you've ever seen in American politics." That's right. Van Jones, a key Washington insider and a player on Team Obama, had something positive to say about President Trump. Has hell officially frozen over? Of course, the love in the air didn't last long, as nearly the next day, the Democrats began once again on their relentless campaign to take down anyone that they saw as being either loyal to President Trump or an easy target, and preferably both. Enter the newly appointed Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. A headline of Vox noted that legal experts think Jeff Sessions is in a whole mess of trouble. It continued, "During his confirmation hearing, Attorney General Jeff Sessions testified, under oath, that I did not have communications with the Russians. We now know, thanks to the Washington Post, that this is false. Sessions met with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. twice in the past year when he was serving both as a Trump advisor and as a U.S. senator." In response, a spokesperson for Mr. Sessions said that he had more than 25 conversations with foreign ambassadors as a senior member of the Armed Services Committee in 2016. Continuing, he was asked during the hearing about communications between Russia and the Trump campaign, not about meetings he took as a senator and as a member of the committee. So it seems as if, once again, the story is hot air. Or is it? Just this week, the Treehouse Conservative noted that, with all the fake news uproar over Attorney General Sessions meeting with the Russian ambassador, perhaps this photograph provides some nothing-burger perspective. And what is captured in this photograph, you might be asking? Well, the article continues, just last Tuesday night, Ambassador Kislyak attended President Trump's speech to a joint session of Congress. The Russian ambassador was noted in numerous conversations with Senate Democrats and was seated on the Democrat side of the venue. That's right. The same Russian ambassador that is at the heart of the Jeff Sessions story was apparently a guest of the Democratic Party, as he was not only sitting with them, but surrounded by them. Weird, right? In fact, Britt Hume, a longtime Fox News anchor and a political analyst, recently tweeted, "The last time I was in the Senate dining room, Feinstein was having lunch with a Russian ambassador. I never gave it a second thought." That's right. Apparently, Kislyak is a regular visitor to the Capitol. Who would have thunk it? Not only does he have friends in high places, he seems to be pretty dedicated to his job. And who was Brett Hume talking about? Well, just a quick refresher on Senator Feinstein. She is the ranking member of the Senate Intelligence Committee and one of the key CIA and intelligence community oversight members on the exclusive Gang of Eight. That's right. She is a player. Interesting, right? Will she also now come under questioning, or was this just business as usual? As the political elites in Washington continue to play the mythical Russian connection card, many are left wondering what the heck is going on. Why is there such an emphasis on this? Could it be that the Democrats have failed the American people? Could it be that Obama, in only 8 years, has destroyed the Democratic Party that has been around for 180-something years, leaving it not only leaderless but searching for meaning? Is this some kind of neuro-linguistic programming trick to fool the American people? Or are they lashing out in anger, much like a teenager would after a parent scolds them for incorrect behavior? And while we ponder all of that, let's think back to a time when a high-ranking member of the Democratic Party actually did do what they are accusing the Republicans of. Back in 2009, Forbes magazine wrote an article titled, Ted Kennedy's Soviet Gambit. In that article, it described how Kennedy's message was simple. He proposed an unabashed quid pro quo. Kennedy would lend Soviet leader Andropov a hand in dealing with President Reagan. In return, the Soviet leader would lend the Democratic Party a hand in challenging Reagan in the 1984 presidential election. The article goes on to note that Kennedy's motives? Well, the senator wanted to run for president in 1988. Interesting, right? So, what do you think, dear listeners? Is A.G. Sessions the next victim of political assassination?